My name is Brianna Holbert. I'm from Lodi, California, where I grew up in a small farming community. However, I'm from the urban part of it. I loved growing up with three siblings and going right down the street from my high school to the Tokay FFA, where I learned a plethora about not only agriculture, but also about people and get me excited for my future.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like to hear your name.
So I'll give you a couple seconds previously. I had never imagined that, you know, something in this gratitude would ever happen to me. I served as a state officer in California. I was state secretary, and my teammates were actually here today, and they were just pumping me up and getting me excited. But once secretary was called, I did not think, oh man, like, next would be me. And then I heard my name called, and immediately just my face reads it all over the screen of how shocked I was, but how incredibly excited I am to serve amongst such great people that I've gotten to meet this last past week.
What are you looking forward to the most about the upcoming year?
You know, I didn't get to travel a lot as a student. My family hasn't come from a significant financial background, so I haven't got the chance to really enjoy or experience a lot of things that a lot of other students had. And so one thing I'm really excited for is not only the opportunity to travel across the country and meet so many amazing students with so many amazing things going on, but also just to gain such a different perspective about what our country, number one in agriculture, has to offer this world. And so I'm so excited about that.
And what do you like the most about FFA? What has it done for you?
I reflect onto my first time I zipped up my FFA jacket. It was during a Thanksgiving fundraiser, and my teammates were like, try it on, try it on. So I zipped up my chapter jacket, and I immediately felt welcomed, not only to my chapter, but also to numerous students from Missouri, Connecticut, you name it. I felt welcomed with those students. And so I felt united and empowered, and I think that's what this program offers students, not only the ability to learn so much that they never knew, but also the ability to just feel like they're a part of something bigger than themselves. I think the theme right now is just not only this national convention theme, I can, we will, but just the diversity and inclusiveness platform that this last national officer team had. I am totally for that, and I think our organization definitely needs more of that. So I'm excited to see how we can incorporate their theme into our next one.
Yeah. And how does it feel to be the first female African-American to be elected as president?
I feel like, you know, I reflect onto former leaders and African-American women that have strove to greatness despite adversity. I definitely haven't come from that much of a struggle like Harriet Tubman and Sojourner Truth, but I definitely believe that, you know, it's paving a way for, like I said before, that diversity and inclusiveness, not just ethnically, but also just our background and where we come from, that no matter what, there is a place for you here, and I want to make sure the students know that, no matter if they're African-American and a woman, or if they're Caucasian, and wherever they're from, I want to know them, and I want to continue to grow with them too.